Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton lesson, we're getting into one of the deepest groove concepts in jungle production, negative space. And this is a big one, because in jungle, especially around 170 BPM, groove is not just created by what you put in, it's created by what you leave out. The dangerous, rolling, lurching feel people love in great break-led drum and bass often comes from carefully protected gaps, tiny holes, breathing room before a snare, a missing hit at the end of a phrase, a bass note that waits instead of rushing in. If every 16th note is filled, your drums might sound busy, but they usually stop sounding heavy. They stop sounding tense. They stop sounding like they're pulling you forward. So today, we're building a 16-bar jungle groove in Ableton Live with intentional empty pockets. We'll use a chopped break, kick and snare reinforcement, selective ghost note removal, bass phrasing that respects the drums, and arrangement choices that preserve that sense of air and pressure at the same time. The goal is a dark, rolling, classic meets modern jungle groove at 170 BPM that feels like it moves because of the gaps. Let's get into it. First, set your session to 170 BPM. That tempo is a sweet spot, fast enough for urgency, but still slow enough that you can actually hear the spaces between hits. That matters. At this level, you're not just programming rhythm, you're sculpting timing, density, and expectation. Create these tracks: break main, kick layer, snare layer, perk tops, sub bass, reese or texture bass, effects or atmos, and a drum bus group. Group all your drum-related tracks together so you can control them as one moving system. For source material, choose one strong break and commit to it. Amen. Think funky drummer, Apache style edits, or anything with real ghost note character. One of the biggest mistakes people make is stacking too many loops too early. For this lesson, one good break is enough if you shape it properly. If you want speed and flexibility, slice the break to a new MIDI track by Transients. That's usually the fastest route for jungle editing in Ableton. If you keep it as audio, use Beats Warp mode, preserve Transients, and keep the transient loop mode simple so you're not smearing the groove. Now, before you do anything flashy, build a skeleton. This is important. Don't start by filling every space with edits. Start with a two-bar groove that has strong anchors and obvious room left open. Think in terms of structure. A kick-like break slice near the downbeat, main snare around beats 2 and 4, maybe one or two ghost pickups, and in every bar, at least two intentional empty 16th note spaces. That's the key. Intentional. A great test here is this. If you mute half the slices, does it groove harder? If the answer is yes, you're probably getting closer to the right jungle pocket. Try a simple concept. Kickish slice at the start, a light ghost somewhere before the snare. Snare on the backbeat, a small pickup later in the bar, and then leave part of the zone after the snare partially empty. That post-snare space is gold in jungle. It lets the snare speak. It creates a tiny stumble in the forward motion. It makes the next phrase feel pulled into existence. Now let's focus on the heart of the lesson, designing negative space on purpose. Negative space is not random muting. It's strategic omission. There are four high-value places to create space. First, before a snare, if your snare lands on beat 2 or on the classic jungle backbeat position, try removing the 16th right before it, or don't remove it completely, just drop the velocity hard. That little bit of absence creates anticipation. The snare suddenly feels bigger, not because you turned it up, but because you gave it air. Second, right after a snare. This is classic jungle tension design. A lot of people instinctively fill that moment with hats, ghosts, or extra break chatter. But if you leave a tiny hole there, the whole groove gets more dangerous. The backbeat lands, hangs in the air for a split second, and then the groove rolls on. That tiny gap can make your drums feel staggered and heavy in the best way. Third, before kick pickups, if there's a pickup hit leading into the next bar, clear some space before it. Urgency comes from contrast. If the pickup is surrounded by clutter, it won't feel urgent. If it appears out of a little pocket of silence, it sounds like the groove is taking a breath and then lunging forward. And fourth, at phrase endings. This is massive. You do not need to fill the end of every bar. In fact, one of the strongest advanced jungle moves is to let the groove be busiest in the first three beats, then reduce information near the end of the bar, and snap back in at the top of the next one. That breath creates pull. Here's a really useful advanced habit: make what I'd call an absence map. Instead of only looking at where notes exist, identify your three most important accents in the bar, then look at the 16th notes immediately, before and after them. Decide which of those spaces must stay clean. Those are protected zones. If later edits start creeping into them, the groove usually gets weaker. Now, Don't think of negative space as only full silence. At advanced level, space often comes from microdynamics, not just empty grid squares. Try using three levels of energy in your brake chops. Main accents at full velocity, support notes at medium velocity, and implied notes very low in velocity, maybe filtered or shortened. A note that's quieter, shorter, duller, and narrower can function almost like a gap while still preserving momentum. This is a huge distinction. You're not just deciding whether a note exists, you're deciding how much space it occupies. Ableton gives you a few great ways to shape this. First, velocity spacing. Keep your key accents strong and push ghost notes way down. Somewhere around 30 to 60 velocity on soft ghosts can work nicely, while the main hits stay much higher. That creates perceived space even when notes are still there. Second, trim note lengths and sample tails. This audio version is shortened for playback.